Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. Tonight we've got game three of this six-game series between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. The Marauders have taken the first two games of this series after their 4-2 victory yesterday. Dunedin got to Bradenton starter Yoelvis Del Rosario for two runs in the first, but he settled into the game quite well after that, ending his day with six innings pitched and just those two runs allowed. Michael Dominguez had his best outing of the season yesterday for the Blue Jays. He went four scoreless with no walks and seven strikeouts. Dominguez looked dominant, quite frankly, and hopefully he can build on this start and as we get past this midway point of the season. Yesterday's loss dropped the Blue Jays to 27-38 on the year, while Bradenton improved to 29-35. Looking toward tonight, the Blue Jays send out Connor Cook, who makes his 10th appearance and 5th start of the year. He's 1-4 on the season with a 4.91 ERA. Cook had a tough start to the year, but prior to his last appearance, he had improved his ERA after each of his last six outings. But last week against Jupiter, that streak was snapped. He gave up three earned runs in three innings pitched and ended up taking the loss. We'll see how he bounces back from that tonight. Po Yu Chen gets the start for the Marauders. He's 1-5 on the year himself with a 5.06 ERA in 11 starts. Chen had struggled for most of the season, but he looked to have turned a corner at the beginning of this month with two scoreless starts against Lakeland and Clearwater. But his start last week in Fort Myers wasn't too kind to him. He gave up five runs, all earned, in five innings pitched and took the loss. Both of the starters tonight have shown signs of improvement. Let's see how they bounce back after those last couple starts for them, and let's see if they were just a couple blips on the radar. Let's take a look at the lineups first for the Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston. Batting first at second base, Mike Jarvis. Batting second in center field, Jace Bowen. Batting third, the shortstop, Sung-Che Chang. Batting fourth at first base, Brendan Dixon. Batting fifth, the catcher, Grant Cook. Batting sixth, the DH, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting seventh in left field, Josiah Dixon. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Norquis Marcos. And batting ninth, rounding out the order, in right field, Randy Romero. Now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, they look like this. Batting first in center field, Dasan Brown. Batting second in left field, Glenn Santiago. Batting third, the DH tonight, Rainer Nunez. Batting fourth in right field, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting fifth at first base this evening, Jomer Hernandez. Batting sixth at third, Angel Del Rosario. Batting seventh at shortstop, Raquelman DeCastro. Batting eighth at catcher, Juan Gonzalez. And batting ninth, rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, the second baseman, Jose Rivas. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
day, they're gonna leave this town. I'm saying, lover, if you wanna go, I'm down. Cause I will make a bigger thing.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got Game 3 of this six-game series between your Dunedin Blue Jays and the visiting Bradenton Marauders. Connor Cook on the bump tonight for the Blue Jays. He is 1-4 on the season. His two previous outings before his last against Jupiter last week, the two previous before that, were very good and looked like he had turned a corner on the season, improving his last, each of his last few games. But last week in Jupiter, he did go three innings, giving up three earned runs. So let's see how he bounces back from that tonight. He'll take on Mike Jarvis, Jace Bowen, and Sungche Chang in this top half of the first inning. 88 degrees here in Dunedin, Florida. A little warm. It'll start to cool down as the night goes on, though. Cook, the righty, kicks and fires that first pitch. The fastball inside. 1-0 to start off the count to Mike Jarvis. Jarvis on the year batting 239. Playing second base tonight. Typically a third baseman. The 1-0. That one popped up left side. That's going to get up and out of play. 1-1 the count. Wind blowing right to left here at TD Ballpark. It's been blowing left to right the last two games. The ever-changing wind direction here at TD Ballpark. Obviously about less than a mile from the Gulf. The wind's changed quite a bit here. Always tends to affect play somehow. That slider misses inside. 2-1. Now the count to Jarvis. Connor Cook, 22-year-old righty. 10th round selection by the Blue Jays in 2021. That one lined towards center field. Desaun Brown settles underneath and will make the grab for out number one. And let's take a look at the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield left to right, we've got Glenn Santiago, Desaun Brown, and Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Angel Del Rosario, Raquelvin DeCastro, Jose Rivas, and Jomer Hernandez getting the start at first base tonight. Juan Gonzalez is behind the plate, forming the battery with Connor Cook. Jace Bowen, the center fielder. He's been really good for the Marauders this season. First pitch, he fouls off. 0-1 to get him started. 272 batting average, 8 home runs, 40 RBIs. He's been very productive. He's played in all three games now of this series. Cook out of the stretch, the 0-1. That one sent to center field again. Desaun Brown now turning back to his right. That's going to get over his head. Off the wall, it's going to be extra bases for Jace Bowen. A one-out double puts a runner in scoring position here early in this ball game for Bradenton. Great piece of hitting there by Jace Bowen. He drove that all the way to the Mies Dunedin sign out there in left center field. That'll bring up Sungche Chang, the shortstop. Now with a runner on second, Cook looks over towards second, kicks and fires. Slider gets it in there, gets the call for a strike to start off the count. A double by Jace Bowen, his 12th of the year. That leads the Marauders lineup. Steps off, looking towards second. That'll count as one pickoff attempt. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 pitch. That slider again, he misses outside. Evens up the count 1-1. Cook did give up those three earned runs last week against Jupiter as he kicks and fires the 1-1. That one fouled off towards the Blue Jays dugout. 1-2 now the count to Chang. But he did strike out 7 in those 3 innings. He's got great stuff. Just all about hitting his spots and not leaving anything over the plate. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch. That one in on the hands, fouled off left side over towards Eddie's bar. And if you're here at TD Ballpark walking around the concourse, it's Thursday night. You know what that means, dollar beer night. You can follow that ball over to Eddie's bar. Grab yourself a dollar brew. 1-2 strikes. Cook kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Nice pitch there by Connor Cook. First strikeout of the game for him. And that'll bring up Brendan Dixon.
First baseman, number 3, Brendan Dixon.
2 down, runner on second. Brendan Dixon, the first baseman. Dixon hit his 5th home run of the year in game 1 of this series. The first pitch to him, the slider misses. 0-1. 1-0, excuse me. Fastball, sinker, slider change typically for Connor Cook. He also has a curveball, doesn't throw it a ton. The 1-0, that one, the slider. Missed outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Chad Westlake, the home plate umpire tonight. Trey Ward in the field. A 2-0 count to Brendan Dixon. Cook comes set. The 2-0. That one catches the inside corner. 2 balls and a strike there. Cook trying to strand this runner at second base. The 2-out, the 1-out double by Jace Bowen. That went down low. Now 3-1 the count. Missed with that fastball. Jose Rivas taking a couple steps towards second. Keeping Bowen close. The pitch, that one low. So now runners at first and second here for the Marauders. That's going to bring up Grant Cook, the catcher.
Catcher, number 17.
Connor Cook missing with that slider down low. Grant Cook on the year, .237 batting average. Cook kicks and fires that one. That looked like the changeup. Taken there right at the knees for a strike, 0-1. I'm not sure if Juan Gonzalez was expecting a changeup or if it just missed the location because he went out. And, yeah, now he's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. He took a few steps towards the mound on that throw over. Now Drew Hayes is going to go out there as well. And actually, there might be an injury here. The trainer's going to follow Drew Hayes out there to check on Connor Cook. So it might not have been Gonzalez getting crossed up. There was definitely something that Juan Gonzalez noticed. Not sure what's going on here. We'll see if the umpire ends up calling that a mound visit. He does not, so it was injury related. Was no miscommunication. Gonzalez definitely saw something with his pitcher. No balls and a strike. Cook will stay in the game. Didn't even ask for a pitch to see how he felt. The 0-1. That one hits. Cook skims him on the front hip. That's going to load the bases now. Bases loaded, 2 down. That will bring up Rodolfo Nolasco, the DH. Opportunity here for the Marauders to take the lead here in the first. Two outs here First pitch, a slider outside. Gonzalez sliding over to his right, making sure that doesn't get back to the backstop. 1-0. The 1-0 catches right at the knees, 1-1. Ball, one strike, and the last guy on the year, just under the Mendoza line, 199. That one misses up high, the fastball. Two balls and a strike. Bowen at third, Dixon at second, and Cook at first. A 2-1 count to Nolasco. The righty kicks and fires. Slider popped up back out of play. Squares up the count, two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Cook a strike away from getting out of this jam. Cook comes set. Kicks and fires. I want a chopper left side foul. Off the front of the Marauders dugout on that left side. Nolasco keeps himself alive. Count still 2-2. We'll try it again. Connor comes set. Kicks and fires. That one ripped towards left. That will be a fair ball. Extra base hit potentially for Nolasco into the left field corner. One run comes in. Two runs come in. They're going to send the third. The throw of the plate is in time. And they get Grant Cook. So that will end the inning. A nice throw there by Raquel Bendicastro on that cutoff. Got it in time to keep the third run off the board. But Bradenton does score two on that two RBI double by Rodolfo Nolasco. 2-0 as we head to the bottom half of the first. We're here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna...
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Desaad Bryant will get us started here in the home half. Po Yu Chen, the pitcher, first pitch. 91-mile-an-hour fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Desaad Bryant fresh off the IL. He recovered from an oblique injury sustained less than 2 months ago. And he cuts and misses at that slider now, 0-2. Had the night off last night, but went 3-for-5 in game one of this series with a triple. That one in on the hands popped up back right side out of play. No balls, two strikes to Desaun Brown. Po-Yu Chen in his 12th start of the year. The pitch, that one's fouled off as well, right side. Chen, fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider in his repertoire. The righty kicks and fires, and that one skips well in front of the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Desaun Brown, before his oblique injury, was really getting hot at the plate. Thought maybe that 2-month break would send him back a little bit. He fouls that one off, but he came out hot again. As I said, going 3-for-5 in game one. Batting 260 on the year, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. 352 on base percentage. The 1-2. That one misses low. Good take there by Desaun Brown, that changeup down low. Chen steps off. That's going to end up being an automatic ball. So that's going to run the count to 3-2. With nobody on, he's not allowed to step off like that. So full count now to Desaun Brown. The pitch. That one lifted high. Shallow center field. Coming in is Jace Bowen. And he calls off his middle infielders and makes the grab for out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Marauders. In the outfield, left to right, Josiah Dixon, Jace Bowen, and Randy Romero. Along the infield, third to first, Norquise Marcos, Sung Che Chang, Mike Jarvis, and Brendan Dixon, with Grant Cook behind the plate. One up, one down for the Blue Jays here in this bottom half of the first. Glenn Santiago, he'll step in. Also fresh off the IL. He also had the day off yesterday. Did play in game one. He sustained a concussion in Clearwater a couple weeks ago. Chopper over to short. Picked up by Chang. Throw is a little low, but Dixon able to make the pickup and get the put out.
Designated hitter, number 37.
Two up, two down. Now Rainer Nunez. He'll step in. He's DHing tonight, 310 average on the year, 13 home runs, 49 RBIs. He's been fantastic so far in this first half of the season. Took that first pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. And he takes that one just below the knees as well, now 2-0. Righty-righty matchup. Chen kicks and fires that one. Fly ball, shallow right field. Coming in is Romero. That's going to fall for a base hit. Rainer Nunez, not the typical base hit he gets, but he'll take it. A two-out single keeps this inning going, and it'll bring up Adriel Sotolongo.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder tonight. First pitch to him. He lifts that one high, left side of the infield. Into foul territory is Marcos. He's going to grab it, headed right back towards the line, and that will end the inning. No runs, one hit. One man left on base. We'll head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 2-0 lead for the Marauders.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Badass. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh, the way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin.
down this torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure.
We're back here, top half of the second. Josiah Dixon, the left fielder, he'll lead this inning off for Bradenton. Connor Cook back out there. Hopefully he can settle in after that rough first inning. That's a fly ball towards right field. Sotolongo making a beat for it. It falls just in front of the wall out there in foul territory. Sotolongo now taking a second to tie his shoe. An 0-1 count now at the plate to Josiah Dixon. Dixon playing in just his third game this season. He's 4-7 so far this year. First pitch, second pitch, the slider right there, the knees, take it for a strike, now an 0-2 count. Dixon, yesterday's game, 3-for-4. Had a really nice day at the plate. That one misses way outside, now 1-2. All three hits yesterday for Dixon singles. All four hits this season have been singles. And he cuts and misses at that slider. He goes down on strikes, out number one of this inning. That will bring up Norquise Marcos, the third baseman. Second strikeout for Connor Cook. Marcos batting 125 on the year. In this 8-hole first pitch, fastball at 90 right at the knees, taking for a strike, 0-1. Cook kicks and fires the 0-1, cut and a miss. Now 0-2 quickly. Cook comes set. He'll kick and fire. Slider got him to chase that one low and away. Great sequence in that at bat by Connor Cook. Third strikeout of the game. That'll bring in the 9-hole hitter, Randy Romero. And now Drew Hayes, Donnie Murphy, and the trainer back out checking on Connor Cook. I didn't see anything happen there. Obviously, it was a good result. It was a fantastic pitch there by Connor Cook. We'll see what happens. And they're going to take Connor Cook out of this ballgame. Oh, goodness. I didn't see what the issue was, but obviously, Cook was trying to get through some pain and discomfort. But we're gonna have a new pitcher here at TD Ballpark when we return. We'll take a break, might be a little bit while we wait for a new guy to warm up. We'll see who it is. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Stay tuned, we'll be back. We'll be right back. We're back here, top half of the second inning, two down. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 15, Julian Valdez. He comes in relief of Connor Cook, who left due to injury. Again, didn't see anything noticeable that knocked Cook out of this game, but obviously something happened. Something's the matter. Hopefully he's okay. 0-1 as that fastball was right at the knees to Randy Romero, the right fielder. Valdez, the righty, kicks and fires. That one misses outside. Fastball 92. Valdez granted a bit of time to warm up, obviously with the injury. The 1-1. That one just off the plate. Juan Gonzalez thought that was good enough for a call there. Fastball, sinker, slider, change for Julian Valdez. The 2-1. Now on a chopper left side, foul. Two balls and two strikes. Randy Romero, the right fielder, batting 207 on the year. Romero signed with the team in 2017. International free agent out of Mexico. Lifts that one. Shallow right center field. Jose Rivas backpedaling out. Makes the call. Makes the grab. And that will end the inning. So we'll go ahead and take another break as we head to the bottom half of the second. It's still 2-0 here. Bradenton leads it.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
My buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evan Rude.
We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. Jomer Hernandez will lead it off. He'll be followed by Angel Del Rosario and Raquel Castro.
Come on in, the
2-0 game
fine.
Here at TD Ballpark. First pitch by Poyu Chen, left and right
just
side.
On
and
over.
Play.
And tosses the
Hernandez batting 302 on the year.
Fast trackers, bail liners, and
got that average
barks.
Now
come
up over
like
300.
Trailer park, anchored out and getting loud all summer long.
Start off.
Club.
The 0-2 from Chen, that one down low in the dirt.
Bermuda's flip-flops and a tank top 10. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch.
That
one hits Hernandez.
On the deep
on that front arm. So the leadoff man on base for the Blue Jays. Bring up on Angel Del Rosario.
Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long.
First pitch to
LTD torches, regular Joe, rocking the boat that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club.
Age, that one. Just for the time. Right.
When the party's over and we're all alone.
2-0. About 10.
We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone.
Fires the foul ball back.
Redneck Yacht Club.
Back stop. 3-2. A full count.
Redneck Yacht Club.
Call 2 strikes.
Redneck Yacht Club.
Fires. Now in a chopper over third. That's going to be picked up by Marcos. Over to second for one. They're going to hold it. Del Rosario flying down the line. No chance at a double play there. And now Raquelvin DeCastro will step up to the plate. Hernandez forced out at second. Del Rosario takes his place at first. DeCastro, the shortstop. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, he takes outside corner for a strike. Fastball at 90. DeCastro on the year batting 153. And that one he lines up the middle. That's going to be a base hit into center field. Raquelvin DeCastro. Second hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. And that will bring up Juan Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez, the catcher. 2-1 away. First pitch, outside corner, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Gonzalez takes it for a strike, 0-1. Chen looking towards second. Kicks and fires, in on the hands, grounder over to second. Picked up by Jarvis, over to second for one, and first for two. A 4-6-3 double play, that will end the inning. No runs, one hit. One man left on base. We'll head to the top half of the third here at TD Ballpark. It is 2-0. Marauders lead it. We'll be right back.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly.
We're back here, top half of the third. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. Mike Jarvis, the second baseman, top of the order back up. Julian Valdez back out for the Blue Jays on the mound. Valdez kicks and fires first pitch. 93-mile-an-hour fastball misses just a little bit inside, 1-0. Valdez recorded the last out of the top of the second in relief of Connor Cook. He kicks and fires. That one is in there. Evens up the count, 1-1. Valdez, his 14th appearance of the year. The 1-1. That one in the dirt. 2-1 on that slider. Two balls and a strike to Jarvis. He flew out to center field in his first at bat. The 2-1 pitch. That one's in there. Evens the count right back up. Now 2-2. Time called and granted to Jarvis. Wanted a few extra seconds to get back in the box. Valdez comes set. Kicks and fires. And that one in on the hands. Back in out of play over the netting. Still hear it rolling around on the roof up here a little bit. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Chopper right back to Valdez. Stumbled a little bit, able to stay on his feet, make the grab and the pickup and the throw. The 1-3 put out. Jarvis actually busting it down the line. Made a way closer play
center
than
fielder, number two,
I originally thought it would be. But one up, one down here in this half inning. That'll bring up Jace Bowen. Bowen doubled into left center field. Came around and scored the first run of the ball game. First pitch, cut and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Valdez kicks and fires. That one looked like the slider that popped up off the glove of Gonzalez and thing onto the face mask of the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake. He's all right, a 1-1 count. Valdez, 23-year-old righty out of the DR. That one a grounder over to short. That's going to be picked up by DeCastro. Throw is a high, but staying on the bag is Hernandez. John Hernandez, not the everyday first baseman. Obviously, that belongs to Rainer Nunez.
Shortstop.
Catcher
nine,
by trade. But he's able to keep his foot on the bag as he reached up for that throw by DeCastro. So two up, two down. Now the lefty, Sungche Chang. Lefty hitter throws righty. First pitch. That slider near the back foot, 1-0. Valdez, the 1-0. That one skips, pops up back over Gonzalez. Not too far. Two balls, no strikes. Chang struck out swinging in his first at bat. The 2-0, that one misses low. Three-o count to Sungche Chang. Really good defensive shortstop, batting 250 on the year. That one misses inside, gets back to the backstop. So a four-pitch walk puts Sungche Chang on base.
First baseman, number
that
three.
That extends
Brendan
the inning and brings
Dixon
up Brendan Dixon, the first baseman. Dixon reached on a walk. Came around and scored on that two RBI double by Rodolfo Nolasco in that first inning. First pitch up high. Five straight balls here by Valdez. Sungche Chang is a threat to steal on the base paths. And now move over to first, trying to keep Chang close. 11 of 13 on the year Chang is on stolen base attempts. A 1-0 count, two outs. Wouldn't be surprised if they sent Chang to get a runner in scoring position here. Grounder over to third. Nice pickup by Del Rosario. Throw across the infield in time. What a play by Angel Del Rosario. Moved to his right over by the third base line. Made a great pick. And the throw to Hernandez was well in time. Great play to end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. It's still 2-0. Bradenton leads it. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And also, don't forget, we've got buy one, get one, margaritas and house wine tomorrow night. BOGO Marks and baseball, can't beat that anywhere. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. You can go to DennyandBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Jose Rivas leads off this bottom half of the third inning for the Blue Jays. Nine-hole hitter, then Desan Brown and Glenn Santiago do up. Poyu Chen back out there for his third inning worth of work. First pitch, the fastball. Down low, taken for a ball, 1-0. Rivas batting 181 on the year, a 318 OBP, however. And that one he sends towards left center field. Going back to the warning track. That's going to get over Josiah Dixon's head. Extra base hit for Jose Rivas. And he's on second standing up. Jose Rivas gets this inning going in the right way. His fifth double of the year.
Center fielder
puts a runner in scoring position. No outs here in the third. Now Desan Brown, he'll step in. Desan Brown flew out to center in his first at bat. He looks to lay down a bunt, puts down a pretty nice one. He's got speed. The throw by Chen is in time. A little bit too close to the mound in retrospect
Glenn
on that
fielder,
bunt attempt.
But
he does advance the runner over to third, now 90 feet away. The Blue Jays are from getting their first run of the ballgame. Runner on third, one away. Glenn Santiago, he'll step in. First pitch, he fouls off towards the Marauders dugout. 0-1 to start him off. He grounded out to short in his first at bat. The Marauders sticking with their true defense. Infield not in. That one lifted high towards right center field. Now right field, Randy Romero getting underneath it. Jose Rivas is going to take off. The throw to the plate is in time, but unable to make the grab is Cook. A sacrifice fly by Glenn Santiago. The Blue Jays cut the lead in half. Now a 2-1 ball game here.
Designated hitter, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
An RBI there for Glenn Santiago. That's his ninth of the season. Now Rainer Nunez will step in. Two down, nobody on. Nunez, first pitch, he fouls back into the screen. 0-1. He got the first hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. A two-out single in the first. He was stranded there. His 13 home runs on the year, good enough for the tie for the league lead here in the Florida State League. He's tied up with Carlos Dominguez of the St. Lucie Mets. He and Dominguez have gone back and forth a couple times, taking that number one spot away from each other. An 0-2 count to Nunez as he fouled that one off. The pitch, that one lined right side, up and out of play. Tied on home runs, but Nunez well ahead of the pack in terms of RBIs. He's got 49. The next highest is Jace Bowen, who's coincidentally playing in this game. Chopper over to third. That's going to be a foul ball. Bowen has 40 RBIs, 9 back of Nunez. No balls, 2 strikes. Chen kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fastball outside, got Nunez to chase after it. And that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays put one on the board. We'll head to the top half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. 2-1, Marauders lead it.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here at TD Ballpark. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. Grant Cook will lead it off in this fourth inning for the Marauders. Valdez still out there pitching. 20 pitches through. 1 1/3. Valdez, the first pitch of the inning. That one in there for a called strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees. 0-1. Valdez kicks and fires the 0-1. That one misses just below the knees. Evens up that count 1-1. Cook got hit by a pitch in the first inning. He was the third out on that double by Nolasco. He was cut down at the plate. The 1-1. That one a cut and a miss over top of that slider. 1-2. Valdez has really good stuff. It's all about whether his command is there or not. Right now he's looking pretty good. The 1-2 right up the middle. Not able to make the pickup on the diving attempt is Rivas. That gets into center field for a base hit. Third hit of the ball game for the Marauders. First of the day for Grant Cook. And that will bring up Rodolfo Nolasco, the DH.
Designated hitter, number 15, Rodolfo Nolasco.
Leadoff man on for the Marauders for the first time in this game. Nolasco, he steps in, had that 2-RBI double. First pitch taken up high. Valdez couldn't get over top of that slider. Missed way up, 1-0. Nolasco driving in his 29th and 30th RBI in that first inning. The 1-0 pitch, cut and a miss on the fastball. 1-1, and now Gonzalez seems to be hurt. I think he's holding his left elbow. Not sure exactly what happened there. That fastball, I'm not sure they're working on it. Valdez was holding that arm. I'm not sure. I don't want to really speculate, so I won't. The Bradenton Marauders trainer working on Juan Gonzalez. And he'll stay in the game. Gonzalez and Nolasco sharing a laugh. Good to see him in good spirits after that. I'm not sure if maybe the bat came around and hit Gonzalez on the arm. That one's fouled back. Now a 1-2 count. He's still shaking that left arm. Three catchers on the roster for the Blue Jays. One of them's playing first base. The 1-2 pitch. That one's lined over to center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Back-to-back singles for the Marauders to start off this inning. Now runners at first and second, no outs.
Left fielder, number 35, Josiah Dixon.
Josiah Dixon, he'll step in. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Valdez comes set. First pitch to Dixon. That one in there. Slider right at the knees. 0-1. Corner's playing a little bit in. Half expecting a bunt attempt here by Josiah Dixon. The 0-1. Cut and a miss. Believe that was the sinker now. 0-2. Strikeout here would be pretty big. Get that first out. Potentially set yourself up for an inning-ending double play. If all things work out. The 0-2 pitch. That one down low. Blocked by Gonzalez. Kept it really close to him. Good job getting over top of the ball. 1-2 count. Norquise Marcos, the third baseman on deck for the Marauders. Ball, two strikes. Valdez kicks and fires. That one skips well in front of the plate. Again, a nice block by Gonzalez. textbook blocking there, keeping that ball within a couple feet of him. Holding the runners at their respective bags, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. That one again in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez again. Three straight balls in the dirt. I think Valdez is trying to commit to that strikeout. But Josiah Dixon not doing Valdez any favors. Didn't chase after a single one. The full count pitch. Now on a chopper. That's going to be picked up by Del Rosario. Over to 30. Steps on it. Now over to first for the double play. Another nice play turned by Angel Del Rosario. Over at second now is Rodolfo Nolasco. Grant Cook forced out at third. And then Josiah Dixon out at first. So runner on second now, two outs. Big play there for the Blue Jays defense. First pitch in there for called strike to Marcos. That slider 0-1. Valdez fires that one in the dirt. Kept in front again by Gonzalez. Marcos struck out swinging in his first at bat. He was the last out recorded by Connor Cook. Valdez checking at second. Now pick over. Nice pickoff attempt by Valdez. Over to third now. They got him in a rundown. And Raquel DeCastro makes the tag. Nice pickoff there by Julian Valdez. And that wipes that runner off the base pass. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-1. Marauders lead it.
Hey, fans, make sure to get your hands on...
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Adriel Sotolongo leads it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Jomer Hernandez and Angel Del Rosario. First pitch by Po Yu Chen. Inside, taken for a ball by Sotolongo. 1-0 to start him off. Sotolongo fouled out to third in his first at bat, 0-1 on the day. The 1-0, that one a foul tip. 1-1. .232 average for the right fielder. The 1-1. He tried to check his swing. Did he end up going around? And he did. Chad Westlake making the call. A 1-2 count. Chen kicks and fires that one outside. Bradenton leading this game 2-1, 2-2 count, fouled back out of play. Sotolongo keeps himself alive. Blue Jays scored one in the last inning on that Glenn Santiago sacrifice fly, scoring Jose Rivas. 2-2 pitch again. That one misses low and outside. Full count now to Sotolongo. Chen comes set. The pitch. Hard hit ground ball. Foul. Almost a really nice pick there by Blue Jays manager Donnie Murphy. Definitely stung the hand a little bit. We'll try that 3-2 again. Chen kicks and fires. That one outside. Check swing by Sotolongo. He did not go around. So a leadoff walk issued by Po-Yu Chen to Adriel Sotolongo puts the leadoff man aboard again for the Blue Jays.
First baseman, number one, Chalmer Hernandez.
Third straight inning that the Blue Jays have gotten the leadoff man on. Now Chalmer Hernandez, he'll step in. He was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Ended up being forced out. At second on the fielder's choice that Angel Del Rosario reached on. That first pitch, taking for ball 1-0. The 1-0, that one a chopper over to short. Chang with a nice pickup over to second for one and first for two. A 6-4-3 double play. That wipes off that leadoff walk.
Third baseman.
And that'll bring up Angel Del Rosario.
Del Rosario.
Another double play turned by the Marauders defense. Second one they've been able to turn in just these first four innings. 1-0 count to Del Rosario. That one fouled back into the netting now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch by Chen. That one lifted high towards right field. Randy Romero going towards the foul line. Makes the grab in fair territory. And that will end the inning. The Blue Jays go down in order. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's still 2-1 here at TD Ballpark.
And either way, it's a win-win because if I mess this up, all of it.
Down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we
take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I...
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty, number 21, Yonatan Bernal. He'll start off against Norquise Marcos. First pitch by Bernal out of the windup. Cut and a miss, 0-1 to start off Marcos. Bernal, fastball, sinker, slider, change in his repertoire. The 0-1, that one, the slider. Catches the outside corner, now an 0-2 count quickly to Marcos. Marcos was at bat during that pickoff, so he leads us off. That one in there, fastball at the top of the zone. And now they're going to ask for a challenge here. So let's hold the celebration, and it is called a ball after the fact.
The call has been overturned. The result is a 2-2 count on the batter.
So Marcos uses that challenge. Each team gets three. If you are successful, you keep yours. So basically, as long as you don't get three wrong, you can challenge all game long. The 2-2, that one just below the zone. Now the count's full. Bernal, he's out for the 12th time this year. Six starts, six relief appearances, the 3-2 pitch. That one lifted towards center field. Desaun Brown underneath it makes the grab for out number one.
Right fielder, number 26, Randy Romero.
Final line for Julian Valdez. 2.1 innings pitched. Two hits, no runs allowed. One walk and no strikeouts. First pitch to Randy Romero, the slider in there for a called strike, 0-1. Valdez with a really nice relief appearance, coming in for the injury to Cook. Didn't expect to see him today, but he made the most of his appearance. Randy Romero, that foul ball, I think he took it off the front knee. Chad Westlake granting him some time. It's going to be an 0-2 count to him. And now he'll step back in. Top of the order on deck, Mike Jarvis. 2-1 ball game. Bradenton leads it. Bernal out of the windup. He'll kick and fire. That one, the slider, almost gets the swing by Romero, but he checked it in time. That one was well outside. Ended up getting back to the backstop behind Gonzalez, but a 1-2 count. Bernal fires. I want a chopper just in front of the plate. Gonzalez getting out there. He picks it up, makes the grab, makes the play. Good old 2-3 put out here on that swinging bunt by Norquise Randy Romero,
second
excuse
baseman,
me.
Number seven,
and
Mark
now
Jarvis.
Two down. Two up, two down. Mike Jarvis, the second baseman. He's 0-2 on the day. First pitch, that one misses inside, 1-0. Bernal, the 19-year-old, that one hits Jarvis right in the back. Hit by pitch there. Jarvis on for
now
the first time today.
Two, Jace Bowen.
That was either the slider or the changeup by Bernal. He just lost the grip on it. Off-speed pitch, definitely no intent. Still doesn't feel good. Jarvis definitely going to feel that later on tonight. Jace Bowen now steps in. One on, two away. First pitch inside. 1-0. Second Marauder to be hit by a pitch tonight, Mike Jarvis. The 1-0 to Bowen. That one he chops over towards his own dugout. Nice play there by one of the Marauders on the bench. Gets a nice little cheer from the crowd. A 1-1 count. Bowen 1-for-2. Had that double in the first. And now move over to first. With Jarvis diving back in safely head first. Bernal, 19-year-old righty out of Mexico. Signed with the organization back in 2019. First year up here in single A. Pitched in the Dominican Summer League back in 2019. Nice slider there, cutting a miss. Now 1-2. Time called. Bowen asking for a little bit of pine tar. He's going to reapply. Typically, you don't see an umpire allow that. But really, what's the harm? A 1-2 count now. Bernal working out of the stretch. A ball and two strikes. Kicks and fires. That one in the dirt. Kept in front by Gonzalez. That'll even up the count. Two balls and two strikes. Jarvis, 11 of 15 on stolen base attempts. It looked like he got a little bit of a bigger lead on that last pitch. We'll see if he tries to attempt one here. 2-2. He doesn't go. Cut and a miss. Nice pitch there by Jonathan Bernal. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 2-1. Marauders out in front.
Head over to Eddie's for $1 draft.
Home half of the fifth here at TD Ballpark. DeCastro, Gonzalez, and Rivas, the 7-8-9 hitters, due up for the Blue Jays. DeCastro, 1-for-1. That one, a chopper right up the middle. That's going to be picked up by Jarvis. Throw is in time. A nice play with that off-balance throw. One pitch, one out. Po-Yu Chen, still there pitching for
pitcher,
the Marauders.
Number 27,
he's pitched well so far. Just the one run allowed. threw now 4 1/3, 3 hits, 1 walk, only 1 strikeout. First pitch to Gonzalez in there for a called strike on the outside corner, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Chen's only missed 5 bats so far this game. Doesn't have strikeout stuff that you typically see, especially in today's game. He's more of a pitch-to-contact guy, and he has induced a lot of soft contact. Only 54 pitches so far, and there's swing and miss number 6. Of course, right after I said something, a ball and 2 strikes now to Gonzalez. One ball, 2 strikes. Time called, granted, at the plate. Chad Westlake calling time right as Chen was picking up his left foot. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Gonzalez down on strikes. Second strikeout for Chen in tonight's game.
Second baseman, number 7, Jose Rivas.
That'll bring up Jose Rivas, the second baseman. He's 1 for 1 with that double back in the third inning. Came around and scored on the Glenn Santiago sacrifice fly. Soft chopper, left side of the infield. Third baseman, Norquise Marcos, makes a bad throw. I don't think they were going to get Rivas anyway there. And that one got all the way to the screen. And that's going to be considered an infield single with an error on the throw by Marcos.
Center fielder,
I think that's the right call. Rivas looked like he had it beat out. And the bad throw by Marcos just put him in scoring position. So now Desan Brown, runner in scoring position. Rivas represents the tying run here. Chen kicks and fires that first pitch down low. 1-0 to start off Desan. Desan Brown 0-2. Flew out to center and moved Rivas over to third on a bunt. That one down low. Two and oh the count. 2 outs here in the fifth. Chen kicks and fires that one up and in. Desan Brown turns out of the way of it. Chen is completed 5 innings 5 times this year. And that pitch up high, a 4-pitch walk to Desan Brown. And again, only 61 pitches for Chen. So he, depending on what the
left fielder,
coaching
five,
staff for the Marauders decide to do, we could see Chen come out for a 6th inning, maybe even a 7th if he keeps that count low enough. But right now, he's got a little bit of a situation on his hands. Glenn Santiago, the left fielder, he'll step in. Runners at first and second, 2 down. Foul tip. 0-1 to start off Santiago. Santiago 0-1 today. Sacrifice fly back in the third, bringing in that run. That one hits the back left heel of Chad Westlake off the netting. I was going to say that, thank God for the netting, because I was headed right towards my window. But it ends up slingshotting back over to that home plate umpire. 0-2 count. Chen kicks and fires. Liner right side over the head of Dixon. That could be extra bases. That's going to bring around Rivas. And Glenn Santiago staying over at first. But he ties up the game with his 2nd RBI of the night. And now Rainer Nunez will step in. Runners on first and third. Two down.
Number 37, Rainer.
Go ahead, run 90 feet away. Desan Brown making it over to third from first base. Taking that extra base on the single. Grant Cook out there giving signals to his defense. The Blue Jays have now tied this game up here, bottom five. Chen kicks and fires. First pitch to Nunez outside, 1-0. Nunez 1-for-2 on the day. Takes that one right on the outside corner, 1-1. A strikeout and a single for Nunez tonight. Got a chance to give Dunedin their first lead of this evening. The 1-1. That one, foul tip. He's got it timed up on that fastball. But just underneath it. 1-2. Come on, y'all. One ball, two strikes. Chen kicks and fires. That one, soft blooper over towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Dunedin takes the lead on the RBI single by Nunez. Making it over to third is Santiago. The Blue Jays take the lead here in the fifth, 3-2 on that RBI single by Rainer Nunez, driving in his 50th RBI of the year. Adriel Sotolongo will step in. Grant Cook will head over to the mound and talk to his pitcher. Let's see if we can't keep this two-out rally going. Four straight Blue Jays have reached base. A single by Rivas, a walk by Brown, a single by Santiago, and a single by Nunez. Adriel Sotolongo, he's 0-for-1. Reached on a walk back in the fourth. Chen kicks and fires that one in the dirt. A nice pick there by Cook, keeping that from getting to the backstop. Glenn Santiago over on third. He was ready to take off. Nunez on first, Santiago on third. The 1-0 pitch. Soft chopper over to third. This might be trouble. Marcos with the pickup. The throw is offline. Again, a bad throw by Marcos. Making it over to third is Nunez. Second error of the inning for Norquis Marcos. That's going to be an infield single for Sotolongo. And another error on the throw. Po Yu Chen just can't seem to catch a break here in this inning. Blue Jays have come back and scored three. They now lead 4-2. Jomer Hernandez, he'll step in. And now Yorman Bizardo, the pitching coach, he's walking out to the mound, and the Marauders defense will converge. Five straight Blue Jays have now all reached base. Three of them coming in to score here in this fifth inning. It'll be first and third again, still two outs. Hernandez, he's 0-for-1 on the day. He got hit by a pitch in the second inning, grounded into a double play. First pitch down low, backhanded by Cook. A 1-0 count. Angel Del Rosario on deck. Eighth hitter of the inning for the Blue Jays here. The 1-0, that one lifted right side up and out of play. Evens up the count, 1-1. A ball and a strike. The pitch, low and outside. The Marauders do have a righty warming up in their pen. See how much longer they keep Chen out there. Came into this inning with 51 pitches, I believe. He's now up to 74. That one missed low and inside. Now a 3-1 count to Jomar Hernandez. The pitch. That one, a liner towards right. That's going to fall for another base hit. An RBI single for Jomar Hernandez. His third RBI of the year. And the Blue Jays just keep going. All of this coming with two outs.
Third baseman, number four.
And now, Marauders skipper Jonathan Johnston, he's headed out. And the Blue Jays have knocked out Po-Yu Chen. He's going to be taken out of this game. What started off as a really strong start has fallen apart for the young righty. He exits this ball game with 5 runs given up now. And we'll have a new pitcher for Bradenton when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Marauders is the right-hander, number 29, Johan Montero. He's out for the 12th time this year. He inherits runners at first and second, 2 down. Po-Yu Chen just couldn't get out of this inning. He's now given up 5 runs, all of them being earned. Cut and a miss there to start off Del Rosario. 0-1 to him. Kelvin DeCastro, he led off this inning. He's on deck now, the 0-1. That one, a cut and a miss now, 0-2. Montero, fastball, coming in at 92. 2.45 ERA through 14 and two-thirds coming into tonight. Montero, the righty, he kicks and fires. That one inside. One ball and two strikes. Out of the stretch, he kicks and fires. That one, the slider low and outside. Couldn't get Del Rosario to chase after. Good discipline there at the plate. That evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. That one inside. Had him down 0-2. Now it's full. Three balls, two strikes. Chen, his line as he is out of this game now. 4 2/3 innings pitch, 8 hits, 5 runs all earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He is responsible for the runners on first and second. The 3-2 pitch. That one in there, called strike three. Del Rosario didn't take the bat off the shoulder. But we'll head to the top half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead it now, 5-2. Don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And tomorrow night, we've got buy one, get one, margaritas, and house wine. BOGO Margs, baseball, can't beat that on a Friday night. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup is at 6:30 p.m. Go to Dunedin Blue Jays right now, DunedinBlueJays.com right now, to get your tickets.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Some newfound energy here at the ballpark. Blue Jays now lead it 5-2 after scoring 4 in the last half inning. First pitch in there for a called strike. Sung Che Chang, the shortstop, he'll lead it off. Yonathan Bernal out there pitching for his second inning. Out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. That one roped down the line. That's going to be a fair ball in the right field corner. Sotolongo out there, he makes the pickup, gets it into the infield. Chang turning, takes a wide turn, but nobody covering second. He thought about third for a split second, thought better of it. He'll take the leadoff double. First hit of the ballgame for Sungjae Chang, and now Bradenton immediately with a runner in scoring position. Brendan Dixon, the first baseman. He's 0-for-1 on the day. He was robbed on a really nice play. Turned by Angel Del Rosario at third. First pitch is in there for a called strike inside corner. 0-1. Fifth hit of the ballgame for the Marauders. First given up by Bernal. Looks towards second, kicks and fires. That one roped the other way. That's going to be down the left field line into that corner. Glenn Santiago brings it into the infield. Back-to-back doubles to lead off this inning for the Marauders. Puts a run on the board for them. Those were almost mirror images of each other. The lefty Chang sending one down the left field line, and then the righty Dixon sending one down the left field line. Now it's a two-run ball game again. 5-3, Blue Jays still lead it. Bernal kicks and fires. That first pitch popped up right side. That'll get up and out of play. I saw Jake, our in-game host. He usually sits over there in section 204 as they prepare some stuff in between innings. He popped right up trying to make a grab at that one. Wouldn't be surprised if he trucked a kid or two in the process. Liner left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Three straight hits. They're going to hold the runner at third. Dixon giving the stop sign. Two doubles and a single now. Runners on the corners. No outs. The tying run now for the Marauders on board.
Designated hitter, number 15.
Rodolfo Nolasco, the DH. Two RBI double in the first inning. Up until now, the only two runs brought in for the Marauders. RBI double by Dixon made it 5-3, and now a single by Grant Cook puts runners at first and third. First pitch in on the hands, grounded left side, foul. Bernal out of the stretch. No balls and a strike. He'll kick and fire. That one just missing outside. One and one. Nolasco, 2-for-2 today. Bernal kicks and fires. That one fouled off left side. Josiah Dixon tried to make a play on it as he got to the netting. He reached up all the way, just over top of his fingertips. A 1-2 count now at the plate to Nolasco. Bernal comes set. The pitch. Slider, did he go around? He did, says Chad Westlake. Nolasco upset that they didn't ask for an appeal to Trey Ward in the field, but it looked like he went around to me. Obviously, I don't have the best angle at it, but
left
it was close.
Number 35, Josiah Dixon.
Now Josiah Dixon, the left fielder, he'll step in. One out here, top of the sixth. Two-run ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Runners at first and third. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Dixon. Good sinker there by Bernal. The 0-1. Slider right down. Popped up over the head of Gonzalez behind the plate. Fouled right off the end of the bat. I believe it hit the right side of the plate. Popped back. Now an 0-2 count to Josiah Dixon. He's 0-2 on the day. Strikeout and a ground into a double play. The 0-2 pitch. That one outside. No, can't hit the corner. And they asked for a challenge right away. Gonzalez thinks for sure that was a strike.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 1-2 count on
and
the
now, I'm not sure what happened there, but Chad Westlake called for the challenge. It seemed like Bernal and Gonzalez were a little puzzled that the challenge was called. They didn't give the signal, but you don't have to give the signal for the challenge if you're the player. You can just ask for it. 1-2, fouled off there by Dixon. One ball, two strikes still. The 1-2 pitch again. Cut and a miss. Got him to swing over top of that changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts for Yonatan Bernal. Now two outs here.
Number 23, Norquis Marcos.
Norquis Marcos, the third baseman. He's 0 for 2 as well. Bernal, a chance to get out of here. Only one run allowed. First pitch, the slider outside. Take it for a ball 1-0. Bernal the 1-0. That one misses down low. Looks like he's abandoned the fastball here in this inning. He's been throwing that sinker quite a bit. That one coming in at 87. The 2-0. That one outside. Went with the changeup. Now a 3-0 count to Norquis Marcos. Randy Romero, the right fielder on deck. Bernal kicks and fires that one down low. A four-pitch walk to Norquis Marcos. That will load the bases. That puts the tying run on second now. Go-ahead run on base.
Right fielder, number 26, Randy Romero.
Randy Romero. He comes up now with bases loaded. He went 3-for-4 in yesterday's ball game. He's 0-for-2 though today. First pitch, grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Del Rosario. Plenty of time, makes the play, and that will be the inning. So the Marauders leave them loaded. They only score one. Blue Jays still up by two here at TD Ballpark. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. 5-3, Blue Jays leading.
Don't miss out on the great weekly
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark. I be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key. Yeah. I'm sliding. My loose could kill, baby.
Home half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Raquel Mendicastro leading off his second straight inning. Johan Montero still out there pitching for the Marauders. First pitch inside. Take it for a ball. 1-0 to start off DeCastro. Raquel Mendicastro, 1-for-2. Single and a ground out to second. Cuts and misses at that one. Now 1-1. The righty kicks and fires. That one off the end of the bat. DeCastro trying to check his swing. That one looked like the slider up high. Wasn't going to be a strike, but DeCastro couldn't keep his bat out of the way. A 1-2 count. DeCastro gets Allison Rivas. That one sent into left field. A little bit of a bloop shot over the head of Chang. That falls for a base hit. A leadoff single for Raquel Mendicastro, his second hit of the ballgame. And that will bring up Juan Gonzalez.
Catcher number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Leadoff man for the Blue Jays on for the fourth time through six innings. First pitch hits Gonzalez. 91-mile-an-hour fastball right at the shoulder. He jogs right over to first.
Second baseman, number 7,
now back-to-back men on here to start off this inning. A single and a hit by pitch. Gonzalez is taking a little bit of punishment to that left arm. He looks like he's in some discomfort, but he's a catcher. He's tough. Runners on first and second, no outs. Jose Rivas. And he's looking to lay down a bunt. First pitch taken low and outside. He pulled back. Rivas, 2-for-2 on, 2-for-2 on the day. A double and an infield single. 1-0, that one inside now, 2-0. Didn't square up that time. We'll see if they try to bunt the runners over. The 2-0, Rivas sends that one over to right field. That's going to be underneath it. That is Randy Romero. And going over towards third is DeCastro, and he's in there safely. That throw cut off by Sungche Chang. Don't think they would have gotten him. And now runners on the corners for Desan Brown.
Desan Brown.
They make the appeal over at second, seeing if DeCastro went early. Trey Ward gives the safe sign. One away, runners on the corners. Not only does DeCastro get 90 feet away, that also potentially, if there is a ground ball, Desan Brown can beat out just about any double play ball. And that one, a nice pick there by Grant Cook. That one in the left-handed batter's box. And he kept it from getting to the backstop. DeCastro, no doubt, would have been on his way to home. 1-0 to Brown. The pitch. That one, did that clip him? It did not. Now Grant Cook will head to the mound, and so will Yorman Bizardo, along with the Marauders infield. Montero not looking very comfortable out there, and he seems upset that Grant Cook headed out. The Marauders infield having that conversation. Bizardo trying to give some words of encouragement to his pitcher. A 2-0 count to Desan Brown here. Runners on the corners, one away. Blue Jays lead it by 2, 5-3 here, bottom half of the sixth. 2-0. Brown takes that one right at the waist for strike 2-1. Montero kicks and fires, cut and a miss there, fastball 91. Two balls, two strikes. Glenn Santiago on deck. The 2-2 from Montero. That one popped up back over my head and well out of play. So we'll try that again, still 2-2. Montero kicks and fires. That one fouled back again. Dasan Brown keeping himself alive here. Seeing a couple extra pitches by Johan Montero. The 2-2 once more. Chopper, soft chopper, over to third. That's going to score a run, and it's going to be misplayed again by Norquis Marcos. That should probably go down as another infield single, and it will. We get the word. An RBI infield single at a third for Dasan Brown. The Blue Jays extend their lead back out to three.
Number five,
6-3 here in the sixth. Glenn Santiago now, runners at first and second, one away. First pitch to Santiago, he fouls back left side. 0-1 to him. He's 1-for-2 on the day with an RBI single. Dasan Brown there driving in his sixth run batted in of the year. The 0-1 foul tip. Santiago got a piece of it now, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Montero trying to limit the damage here for the Marauders. He'll kick and fire. Santiago rips that one over to third. That's going to be off the glove of Marcos. One run coming around and headed towards third is Brown. Now over to second is Santiago. He's in there safely. That's going to be an RBI double for Glenn Santiago. And the Blue Jays now up 7-3. And now Rainer Nunez, he'll step in. Two runners in scoring position. Blue Jays up by four. Nunez potentially looking for the kill shot here. Second RBI of the day for Glenn Santiago coming to score there was Juan Gonzalez. First pitch, cut and a miss. Nunez down 0-1. Excuse me, that was Santiago's third RBI of the day. The 0-1, that one lifted right side. That's going to be in play, I believe, over towards the Blue Jays dugout. Nice play there by Brendan Dixon leaning over the railing of the Blue Jays dugout. It popped out of his glove for a second, but he was able to keep his control. And he came away with that catch. Now two down, runners still at second and third. First pitch, he lines over to left field, and that's going to fall for base hit. They're going to wave around Santiago. The throw is going to be cut off And now Sotolongo's in trouble. He didn't think that was going to get cut off. Now he's running between first and second. He'll be tagged out by Marcos. But no matter, a two RBI single by Adriel Sotolongo. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. It is 9-3. Blue Jays lead it.
Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce draft beer, $2 16-ounce draft beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. I mean, BOGO margs, BOGO wine. Where can you beat that? And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, top half of the seventh inning. Yanis and Bernal still out there pitching. Back-to-back four spots put up by the Blue Jays in the last two innings. Now leading 9-3. Looking to lay down a bunt is Mike Jarvis. Pitch a little bit inside. He had to pull back and lean back out of the way. 1-0. Jarvis, the top of the order, takes that one for a strike. Evens it up 1-1. Jarvis 0 for 2. He got hit by a pitch. Stranded at first. Cut and a miss there. 1-2 now. Bernal gave up that one run in the top half of the last inning. But was able to strand bases loaded to end the inning. Grounder over to first. Nice pickup by Hernandez. He's going to take it himself. What a play. Jomer Hernandez, I might be wrong, but I think this is his first game at first base of the year. He's making a few nice plays out there. One up, one down in this half inning. Jace Bowen, the center fielder, will step in. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Bowen. Bowen 1-for-3. Bernal kicks and fires that slider again. That one skips across the plate. Now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. That one just missing below the zone. 2-1. Bernal out of the windup. He'll kick and fire. That one just missing inside. That slider couldn't catch that inside corner. Now 3-1 count to Bowen. The 3-1 pitch. That slider again just missing. Almost the exact same pitch. Jace Bowen on with a one-out walk. Now Sung Che Chang, shortstop, will step in. First pitch misses inside, 1-0. And he misses up high. Two balls, no strikes to Chang. 1-for-2 on the day with a walk and a double. A run scored. Runner on first, one away. That one popped up left side. That'll get up and out of play. Two balls and a strike. We're in the last third of this ball game. Blue Jays lead by 6. Bernal out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That slider can't get the call. Just missing off the plate, says Chad Westlake. Now it's 3-1. Three-one pitch. That one lifted towards left center field. Desan Brown headed back to the warning track. That will be off and up over the wall. That's going to be a ground rule double. That landed right on the warning track. Desan Brown not able to get to it. Second first double of the game for Chang. And to be honest, that probably works out in the Blue Jays' favor. With Jace Bowen originally on first there. And if that's a true double off the wall, I'm pretty sure he comes around and scores from first. But now he's stuck on third. Drew Hayes, the pitching coach for the Blue Jays, out there to talk to Jonathan Bernal. Runners at second and third. One away. Brendan Dixon will be the batter for the Marauders. He's 1-for-2 on the day. RBI double in the sixth inning. Drew Hayes headed back over to the home dugout. Blue Jays infield disperses from the mound. We're about ready. Blue Jays lead by 6. Two runners in scoring position for the Marauders here. Bernal comes set. Kicks and fires. That slider down low. Bernal, that one just missing. Bernal can't get that call to save his life. Westlake just not budging on that strike zone. The 2-0. Again, slider. That one catches the inside corner. Bernal, sure he just breathe a sigh of relief. He's been trying to get that call for more or less this entire inning. Two balls and a strike. Bernal fires. Cut and a miss there. The sinker down low got him to swing over top. Counts even 2-2. Bernal nods towards Gonzalez, comes set, kicks, fires. Chopper left side foul. So we'll try that again. Count still 2-2. Runners on second and third. Blue Jays lead by 6 here in the 7th. Bernal steps off. That's going to count as one pickoff attempt. back on the rubber. Dixon back in the box. The 2-2. That one lifted high towards left field. That should get out of play, and it will. Just hear a thud right over on Eddie's bar. Blue Jays defense will have to get back in position. It's going to be a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. That one outside. Went back with that fastball. I haven't seen that since the beginning of the last inning, I believe. He abandoned it for a little bit, but now Bernal back using that fastball. The 3-2. Slider outside and up. He lost him there. Dixon draws the walk. That will load the bases up. One away here.
Catcher number 17, Grant Cook.
And now Grant Cook, the catcher. He's 2-for-2. Was hit by a pitch in the first, and then two singles, one in the fourth, one in the sixth. Time called at the plate. Not sure who called time. Bernal ended up stepping off the rubber, but I believe the home plate umpire called the time. Ends up being a pickoff attempt for Bernal. First pitch down low. The sinker misses just below the knees, 1-0. Bowen on third, Chang on second, Dixon on first. Bernal kicks and fires. That one lifted towards right center field. Sotolongo getting underneath. He'll make the grab. He's going to throw towards third. Smart play. Keeping the runner at second. You're never going to get the runner going home. Not with Bowen on third. So the run comes in to score. It's now a five-run ball game. 9-4.
Rodolfo Nolasco.
But Chang forced to stay at second. RBI credited to Cook. And now Rodolfo Nolasco, the DH, will step in. Chang starting to go there for a second, ended up stopping. Bernal didn't look over in his direction. That slider outside, 1-0. Nolasco 2-for-3. The 1-0. That one missing just low. Two-0 count. Bernal comes set. The pitch. That one missing inside again with that sinker. 3-0 now to Nolasco. Josiah Dixon on deck. Bernal kicks and fires. That one's in there. Went with a sinker. Put it right down the middle. Three balls and a strike. Runners on first and second. Two down here in the seventh inning. Caught and a miss there. Back with that sinker. Now 3-2. Bernal back in the count. It's full here. Two away. Top half of the seventh inning. Blue Jays trying to keep their five-run lead. The 3-2 pitch. And that one misses outside. Bases are loaded again now. Josiah Dixon, the left fielder, he'll step in.
Left fielder, number 35, Josiah Dixon.
And now Donnie Murphy will head out of the dugout. That'll be it for Yonatan Bernal. We'll be back here at TD Ballpark with a new pitcher for your Blue Jays when we return. Dunedin leads it 9-4, and that'll be it for Bernal. We're back here, the top half of the seventh, two down, bases loaded for the Marauders. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the lefty, number 46, Soeni Martinez. He's on for the 15th time this year, 19 and a third innings pitch, a 3.26 ERA. He's tasked with the job of getting the final out here. And the first pitch is that slider that gets Dixon to the ground, getting out of the way of it. 1-0. Soeni Martinez, the lefty, sinker slider guy. And a balk is called on Martinez. Each base runner will advance. A run's going to come in. I didn't see the balk, but Trey Ward was emphatic with it and not really any argument from the Blue Jays dugout. So now runners at second and third. Two down. That sinker misses up high. 2-0 the count. That run charged to Yonatan Bernal. Now a 9-5 ball game. 2-0 pitch. That one catches the inside corner with that sinker. Now 2-1. Two balls, a strike. The pitch. That one outside. Now a back pick over to third. Del Rosario not really ready for it. Able to keep it from getting out to the outfield. Gonzalez keeping Brendan Dixon on third on his toes. big cut and a miss there. Now a 3-2 count. Swung over top of that sinker. Three balls, two strikes, two away here. Runners at second and third for the Marauders. Martinez kicks and fires that one. A grounder right side and just over the glove of Rivas. One run comes in. The second's going to be waved around. And now a 9-7 ball game, a four-run inning for the Marauders themselves. Josiah Dixon, a two RBI single.
Third baseman, number 23, Norquise Marcos.
Jose Rivas laid out to it, moving to his left. But it took a hop over his glove. And now Norquise Marcos will come up, the tying runner. Tying run now at the plate. Martinez kicks and fires that one inside. One and oh the count. Dixon hitting that one the other way. Able to bring in a couple runs for his team. Blue Jays lead now cut down to two. Martinez kicks and fires. Cut and a miss over top of that slider. Evens it up 1-1. Time was called. Marco stepping out. Granted by Chad Westlake. A 1-1 count as he gets back in. Martinez kicks and fires. There goes the runner. Foul tip, and in time is the runner. A stolen base. Now, Josiah Dixon not happy with Jose Rivas there, I think. They make up. Dixon did start to fall a little bit forward. I think he maybe thought a little bit of gamesmanship there by Rivas, trying to push him off the bag, but he's now in scoring position. 1-2 count of the plate to Marcos. Martinez kicks and fires. That one popped up back over my head again. Stays alive, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Martinez comes set. Looks towards second. Kicks and fires. That one up high. Gonzalez walking that ball a little bit over towards the mound. Toss it over to Martinez. Four runs in this inning for the Marauders. Now just a two-run lead for the Blue Jays. The 2-2 pitch. That one lifted high towards left field. Shallow. Coming in is Santiago, and it's going to be called off by Santiago. Making the grab in foul territory. And that will finally end this inning. But not before the Marauders score four. Cut the lead back down to two. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back for the bottom half of the seventh coming up.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things
ones I can count on. No, there ain't much, man, that ain't ever let me down.
We're back here, home half of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. First pitch to Jomer Hernandez, fouled back into the netting. 0-1 to start him off. Hernandez, Del Rosario, and DeCastro are due up for the Blue Jays in this half inning. Johan Montero still out there pitching. The 0-1 pitch, that one fouled back into the right, into the netting again, now 0-2. Final line for Yonathan Bernal, 2.2 innings pitched, 4 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 3 Ks. The 0-2, that one outside. Montero, an inning and a third so far, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 1 strikeout to his name, the 1-2 pitch. That one a grounder up the middle. That's going to be picked up by Chang. The throw is in time to get Hernandez. And that'll be out number one.
Third baseman, number 4, Angel Del Rosario.
Angel Del Rosario, the third baseman. He's 0 for 3. Did reach on a fielder's choice. Made it as far as second. Montero kicks and fires first pitch. Lifted high towards right field. Coming in is Romero, and underneath it, he'll make the grab. 2 down.
Shortstop, number 11, Rick Elbin.
Rick Elbin to Castro, the shortstop. He's 2 for 3. 2 singles are unscored. He led off the last inning. The Blue Jays put up their second four-run inning in a row. That first pitch up high, taken for a ball 1-0. The Marauders came back in the top half of this inning for 4 runs of their own. It's 9-7 here in the seventh inning. That one missed up high as well, 2-0. Montero kicks and fires. That one misses low. Bradenton, 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. The Blue Jays, 9 runs on 12 hits, no errors. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 7th. The 3-0 pitch. DeCastro takes that one. Top of the zone, 3-1. The 3-1. That one popped back out of play. Now the count's full, 3-2. Full count, 2 away. Montero kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. DeCastro down on strikes. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the 8th. It's still a 2-run ball game. 9-7. The Blue Jays lead it. And Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays will be home all the way through Sunday. And first pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me.
Top half of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. So, Sonny Martinez back out pitching. Got the last out of the top of the seventh. First pitch to Randy Romero. Taking up high, the sinker. 87 mile an hour. 1-0. Martinez, the lefty, kicks and fires. That one misses up high as well. Blue Jays lead it by 2, 9-7 here in the eighth. That one finds the top inside corner of the zone, 2-1 to Romero. He's 0-3 on the day. A pop out and two ground outs. That one lifted high towards center field. Desaun Brown headed back towards the wall at the warning track. Makes the grab. A little hop backwards as he makes contact with the wall. A nice play out there in center field. Good to see Desaun Brown back where he belongs out in center field. One up, one down. Mike Jarvis, the second baseman, top of the order. Romero put a ride into it, but couldn't get it far enough. First pitch to Jarvis popped back up and out of play. That one, according to StatCast, projected to go 386. It's 400 out there towards that part of the ballpark. That one in there. 0-2. A nice slider by Sonny Martinez. Now Jarvis down. No balls, two strikes. Jarvis 0-3 on the day. Reached on a hit-by pitch, but that's about it. The 0-2. Cut and a miss. Swings over top of that slider. Two down here in the eighth.
Center fielder, number 2, Jace Bowen.
First strikeout for Martinez. Jace Bowen, now the center fielder. First pitch, he lines over to right. Sotolongo runs in, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Marauders. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. 9-7, your Blue Jays lead it here.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad sleep to late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use or do. My bad habits lead to white tension ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Juan Gonzalez, Jose Rivas, Dasan Brown due up for your Blue Jays. Looking to add a couple insurance runs as we get close to the ninth. New pitcher for the Marauders. First pitch up and in. Leaning back out of the way is Juan Gonzalez. New pitcher is Wilkin Ramos. First pitch, 95 miles an hour. Pitched him up and in to start him, 1-0. That one in there, 96 for strike 1-1. Wilkin Ramos on for the 15th time this year. 21 innings pitched, a 5.14 ERA. That one is in there as well, a 1-2 count. Last time we saw Ramos here was back on April 8th. 2 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, no runs given up. Long time ago. That one coming in at 99. Missed up high 2-2. That was game one of the year. That one lined right side foul. That was game one. We're in game 66. Final game of the first half of this single A season. 2-2, that one fouled back into the netting. Went with the slider that time. Count stays 2-2. The 2-2 pitch by Ramos. And the slider, did he go around? He did not, says Trey Ward down the first base line. Good check swing there by Juan Gonzalez. And the count runs full, 3-2. Ramos, the 21-year-old righty. That one fouled off. Gonzalez fighting off those pitches. That one a soft chopper over to third. Picked up by Marcos, and finally he's able to make a clean play over there on one of those. 5-3 put out. That was a nice play charging in, off-balance throw. He's had a lot of trouble out there today. I'm sure he's happy to get that off his back. One up, one down for the Blue Jays. That'll bring up Jose Rivas. First pitch outside off the glove and to the backstop. 98-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a two-run ball game. That one fouled back into the netting now, 1-1. Rivas on the night. 2-for-3. A double and a single. Two runs scored. He's had a very nice night at the plate. Batting average now at 200. And that one, did it hit him? It did. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Skim that front hip, I believe. Doesn't feel good, but Rivas jogging over.
Dasan Brown.
He'll be on first, one on, one out. Jason Brown, top of the order. Ramos kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Jason, 1-for-3 on the night. A walk and a single. Chopper left side, foul. Ahead of that slider, now 0-2 the count. An RBI and 2 runs scored for Jason. Glenn Santiago on deck. The 0-2. That one up high. That slider couldn't drop low enough. 1-2 now the count. 1-2. The pitch. There goes the runner. Rivas is in there safely. A stolen base for Jose Rivas. Close play. It was a nice throw by Grant Cook. Brown called out on strikes there.
Number 5, Glenn Santiago.
Couldn't get the strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. Rivas with his 4th stolen base of the year. And as always, that stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. First strikeout there for Ramos. And that one's lined right side, foul. Santiago a little late on that fastball, couldn't keep it fair. Would have been a nice insurance run to have. Now Jose Rivas jogging back over to second. Santiago 2-for-3 on the day, a sacrifice fly, 3 RBIs, a single and a double. The 0-1, he lines that right side foul again. And now Santiago down 0-2. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays pen. That one inside. Santiago gets out of the way. 97. One ball, 2 strikes. Nobody in the pen for the Blue Jays, as I said, so you have to expect Sonny Martinez will head back out here trying to close this game. The 1-2. Checked his swing. Did not go on that slider lone outside. Count evens up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blue Jays lead by 2. Ramos out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That one in there, called strike 3. And now Santiago didn't think it was a strike. He's going to ask for an appeal, and it's confirmed as a strikeout. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. Blue Jays lead by 2. The Marauders need 2 to keep this thing going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We'll be back for the top of the ninth.
Get one margaritas tomorrow, so call up.
Think about you and me, but today I see our reflection.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. Blue Jays up by two. Soanny Martinez out to finish this game off. Sungchae Chang, Brendan Dixon, and Grant Cook due up in this half inning. First pitch, a slider in there for called strike. 0-1 to start off Chang. 2-for-3, his last two at-bats resulted in doubles. And Chang coming around to score a run. Now 0-2, another slider. Martinez taking his time. That's going to end up being an automatic ball. Makes the count 1-2. And that one outside. Did he check his swing? He did. Chang. Checking his swing of that slider outside. 2-2 count. The lefty kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. I know, that was a foul ball. I thought that popped out of the glove of Gonzalez. And I guess it was tipped and hit Gonzalez. So count stays 2-2. Chang still alive. Martinez kicks and fires that one inside. Count runs full. The 3-2 by Martinez. That one a foul ball just barely. That's a chopper up the middle. That's going to be picked up by DeCastro. Chang with speed and in time the throw. Nice play there by Raquelben DeCastro. Had to get that throw off real quick, and he did for the 6-3 put out. One down here in the ninth. First pitch misses with that sinker, 1-0. Brendan Dixon, 1-for-2, 2 walks, 2 runs scored, an RBI. Not one in there. Evens that count up, 1-1. Grounder over to second. That'll be picked up by Rivas. Throw is in time to get Dixon. And that's 2 down. Blue Jays, 1 out away.
Catcher number 17, Grant Cook.
Grant Cook, first pitch, he fouls back into the netting. 0-1. The 0-1, that one lifted high, left side, up and out of play. 0-2, now to Grant Cook. The Blue Jays, 1 pitch away. No balls, 2 strikes. Martinez kicks and fires. That one fouled back up and out of play. Soanny Martinez looking for his 2nd save of the year. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away here, top half of the ninth. Martinez delivers that one just below. I think that would be worth a challenge if I'm Gonzalez. I think we've only lost 2. But they'll just accept the ball, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. That one in there. Called strike 3. And now a challenge here late. And confirmed. They'll replay that horn.
The result is a strikeout.
Kind of a little bit of a buzzkill there on that appeal, but the Blue Jays get the win. They win it 9-7. Your Blue Jays improve to 28-38 on the year. The Marauders fall to 29-36. The Marauders score 7 runs on 9 hits. They committed 2 errors. Your Blue Jays 9 runs on 12 hits. They committed 0 errors. The win goes to Jonathan Bernal. The loss to Po Yu Chen. And the save to Soweni Martinez, his second of the year. We'll be back tomorrow for game 4 of this series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And again, don't forget, it is BOGO Margs and House Wine night here at TD Ballpark. So go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 9-7. We'll see you tomorrow.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good?
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous. Yeah, I do.
to share. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.
Doesn't this guitar